Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Reading the Play is Australia's favourite source of NRL and horse racing tips. Our professional analysts provide the sporting enthusiast with the best of the best. Get the best professional tips and previews from our tipsters direct to your phone. ReadingThePlay.com.
Let's have a look at the Warriors and the Knights on Sunday. This is an interesting one. Go Media Stadium. So, significant change with this. Tane Tuiapiki is out. Roger Tuivasa-Sheck will go to fullback. Had a storming game last week, despite the one missed tackle. Adam Pompey into the centres. He played well there last year. Murata Neokora is back. Dylan Walker is named on the bench. And the speculation is that Wade Egan will play after that elbow injury. Leo Thompson out. Daniel Saifidi into the starting side. Brody Jones onto the bench. Jack Cogger is still the number seven. Jackson Hastings, despite the fact that he had 8 try involvements and 5 try assists in the New South Wales Cup, will play in that grade again this week. What about the market on this one, Tristan?
Yeah, this has seen a very, very strong push for the Warriors minus. It's $1.42 now. The Warriors, $2.88 the Knights, and the market's gone from 5.5 out to 7.5. And even at that 7.5, we're into $1.85 about the Warriors, $1.95 the Knights, and 40.5 the title points. So very much one-way traffic here for the Warriors to get the job done comfortably at home. And as you say, there's still plenty for Jackson to do to get himself back into this side, you would imagine.
Yeah, I think by game time, which is Sunday afternoon, Auckland time and Australian time, that line is probably 8.5. And I'm certainly keen about the Warriors here. I think I like the setup. Interesting, Jimmy, I think you made the point on Monday. Yeah, if we go back through that Warriors-Raiders game, you know, that was far, far closer than maybe 18-10 in the end. And there was a very crucial decision that ended up being a 12-point turnaround on the scoreboard. Instead of the Raiders actually scoring, it went the other way. The Warriors, Warriors scoring at the other end. And you could see the Warriors just starting to get a little bit of belief through that second half, especially when they got in front. I still like some of the things that they were trying to do with the football. I think Metcalf's been excellent. What about Fenua Blake? The guy scores a try one every 3 games or less than that, nearly 2.5 games now. He's absolutely try-scoring machine for such a big man. They use him so well the way they set him up on that right edge. Ford, couple of mistakes earlier in the season. He's getting better by the week. But the big ins are the 3 that you touched on, Jimmy. I mean, if Egan plays, they are a much, much different team. Neokora coming back, Walker playing off the bench. I just like the setup here at Auckland. I haven't liked what the Knights have done. Yes, they got the breakthrough win last week. They led 14-0 at halftime off the back of 13 errors from the Storm, and yet the Storm nearly ran them down late in the game. We're all just waiting to see the Storm score that try and end up with a win. I think they've been really clunky and scratchy, and, you know, I know Ponga was better last week, but there were still patches of his game where I thought his leadership was a little bit poor. I'm with the Warriors. I thought they were the best of the week. The cover line, I certainly think, by at least 10.
Yeah, that game against the Raiders, so we called that one. And I won't describe it as a high-quality game, but I'd describe it as a high-quality contest. Like, everything was contested. Jordan Rapana, just phenomenal for the Raiders. But for the Warriors, they had to hang in there. They had a great crowd behind them, and they did. And that's not straightforward. And they made some errors. You know, I mentioned the Roger Tuivasa-Sheck. He's just missed his man Cole and gave up a try. Then certainly made up with it with scoring the try that probably only Roger can score. But so many good contributors, with new contributors and important contributors like Egan and Neokora coming in. Tohu Harris, everyone talks about these number 13s like, you know, Isaiah Yeo and Cam Murray and Victor Radley. He is as good as anyone in the competition at the role that he plays for the Warriors. I think he's absolutely fabulous. So, I'm not sold on Newcastle yet, not at all. And Kalen had some really nice touches, but you're going to need more than that. And from everyone else too, by the way, definitely all over the Warriors minus the 7.5.